When World War I began, Canadians were full of hope and vigor to fight Germany in what they believed to be an adventure and a relatively short-lived affair.
They were wrong.
For example, in the Battle of Ypres, the Germans unleashed chlorine gas that blanketed the entire battlefield. 6,000 of the French and Canadian men were killed, wounded, or captured in those 3 days.
By 1917, after almost 3 years of horrendous losses to Canada and the Allies in general, the Battle of Vimy Ridge was a turning point and an important milestone in Canadian history because...
Up until the Battle of Vimy Ridge, most battles were fought using trench warfare, where the Canadians were at a disadvantage because the Germans had claimed the higher ground. Lower ground was not advantageous due to the fact that the soldiers would be waiting in the mud and muck, where disease bred. On top of that, gaining ground was nearly impossible due to the advent of machine guns. Everyone adopted a fire and duck mentality because if they tried to rush and take ground, they would be shot down immediately.
The Canadians' troops decided to adopt a new war tactic called the Vimy Glide, which they practiced all at Nisium to get around the German troops. Basically, the troops advanced in slow, measured steps while their comrades fired from safe places behind them into the meter of space in front of the advancing soldiers so that the advancing soldiers could gain ground.
Also, army sappers dug elaborate tunnels to get behind and ambush the Germans. Meanwhile, other soldiers bombarded the Germans for almost a full month with bullets and hand grenades so that they could not come any closer.
This offensive display by the Canadians won them all the ground gained by the Germans in the district of Vimy Ridge within 3 days. This victory yielded more artillery and more German prisoners than the Allies had won in the entire war up until that point.
A Vimy Memorial was erected in France to signify this victory on the Western Front, as it was a strategically important location. The recapture of Vimy Ridge meant that the Germans had lost important ground and the Allies had gained.
Despite this major victory, Canada had also suffered significant losses, which made the major use of propaganda in media to recruit men to replenish the troops in Europe essential.
Posters glorified the reality of war and soldiers who had made significant achievements and were regarded as heroes returned to their homelands to persuade the men to take up arms.
After 3 years, World War I had finally ended. The Allies were decisively victorious, and Canada had proven itself capable and formidable in armed conflict to the entire world. Canada, for the time, had no control over its own foreign affairs, experienced its own coming of age. So much that when the time came to sign the Paris Peace Treaty, an important document signifying the end of the war that only select countries of great standing signed, Canada insisted and was granted its own signature on the document. Canada established its own Office of Foreign Affairs and now stands proudly on its own.
On the flip side, the war had cost more than 50,000 Canadian lives. Canada had accumulated a debt 4 times larger than it was before the war and became gripped in severe economic depression.
The Canadian government had promised that there would be no conscription, which was mandatory enlistment, but after seeing how many soldiers were being lost in each battle, the government changed its mind. Canadians were outraged at this change of heart in general, but none so more than the people of Quebec, who felt no loyalty to Britain and instead were intensely nationalistic. They felt that Canada should be fully independent and that it was severely unfair to Britain, of all people, who had conquered them, to demand their help in this crisis.
The aftermath of the war was even more devastating than the war itself for the world as a whole. The Spanish flu, thought to have originated from the disease-ridden trenches and battlefields of World War I, where maggots and dead soldiers laid and festered, swept across the globe as soldiers of every nationality returned to their homes and families. The Spanish flu claimed 22 million lives around the world, more than that of World War I, including 5,000 Canadian lives.
World War I ought to be remembered as an exemplary display of Canadian bravery, camaraderie, and true intelligence under an inordinate amount of pressure and suffering. Although at an immense cost in lives, our true independence has been realized and achieved.